produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George. Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We've been talking with Dr. Owen Wiseman about allergies and how to relieve them and how to strengthen the body. Owen, did you find last year, maybe with everybody inside and not doing the same amount of things, that there was a difference in the amount of allergies?
I did, yeah. I found not many people were really coming in with them. And I think it's almost because we weren't allowed to go out, we weren't allowed to even go to provincial parks, which is where a lot of us Canadians spend our time getting out and away from the city, exposing ourselves to pollen at the same time. So really, I found that allergy complaints dropped last year. But because of that warm spell in March, I have found that this year has just been almost one of the worst. And really, I wonder if a lot of that has to do with not even going into buildings anymore, where we are exposed to different allergens and dust mites and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Everything causes a shift when we shift.
Exactly.
Yeah. Is there a link between allergies and the little rosacea, the breakout on the face?
Yeah. So one of the big things, it's actually called hay fever rash. And so that is a symptom that not everybody gets, but it's often characterized by these itchy red bumps that spread out around areas that either come in contact with the pollen, or they could actually show up elsewhere if the pollen is ingested or inhaled and gets into the body. So it can be frightening. I mean, especially if you're, say, a new parent who doesn't know your child has allergies, that can be frightening to see this rash pop up. But there are really good ways to approach healing it and helping to prevent it.
So this too shall pass. It's not when you see those rashes come up, it's not forever.
Yeah.
That's
it's
a good
not
thing.
A forever thing.
Allergies being a sign of maybe a weak immune system?
Oh, we do tend to say that sometimes. I wouldn't say it's so much a weak immune system, because if you are mounting a response, that's actually a sign of a really healthy immune system. So even though it's responding inappropriately to pollen that isn't going to do anything to our body, really, it's actually a good, healthy, strong immune system that responds like that. Now, the only thing is it directs resources away from other kind of processes that are occurring in the body, and so it can weaken us in other ways.
So we feel it and we see it in our heads. Is there a lot more going on with allergy symptoms than just the eyes, nose, maybe congested ears? Does it affect other parts of the body?
It does, because of that immune response that for a lot of people is going on all the time. I mean, the trouble is, even if we sleep with the window open during allergy season, because who doesn't love that cool breeze coming in at night, that does carry pollen with it. So your body is almost in this state where it feels like it's fighting something off almost all the time. And who wouldn't be tired at that point? So you do get brain fog, trouble concentrating. You can't focus on a task for a long period of time because you have to blow your nose or rub your eyes, which of course makes it worse.
Let's keep those hands down.
Yeah.
Could you give us any more tips just on the benefits of nature and the benefits we can get from nature?
Yeah, so I absolutely love nature therapy. And I mean, in BC, you guys have a fantastic organization known as Park RX that I'm actually a member of. So we formally write nature prescriptions for our patients. And the nice thing is, I have found personally, now this is anecdotal evidence, but the patients that I've been prescribing nature therapy to earlier on in the year, even in the winter, they're not having as many allergy symptoms. And again, it makes me wonder if because they've been exposed gradually on their walks through the forest, whether they're not reacting as much. And we know from the research that getting out in nature has big benefits for immune health and all these other systems throughout the body.
So it's not just a mental health break, it's a physical health break.
Exactly. They used to think it was just mental, and now we're seeing, oh, if I spend time in nature, I can reduce my blood pressure. I can increase the activity of my natural killer cells, part of the immune function that help to kill viruses and cancer cells. So it's really exciting stuff coming out.
Interesting. So is there a website, Park or ParkRx?
There is, yeah, and they have free resources for patients, little kind of one-page, two-page downloads, and it was started by a BC physician who understood that there was power in telling people to get outdoors and go for a walk near the water or in the woods.
Yeah, there's so much to be and just coming into the present moment, that's a lot of it, because you notice when you're in a different environment.
Exactly. And I mean, for people, it's great if you can get out in a backyard, but many of us, I mean, especially in BC, right, with the rising house prices, how do you afford a place with a backyard? So it's good to have little parks nearby that you can get to and sit in.
Yeah. It's very life-giving just to watch the world come back to green and come back to life.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be this big 15, 30-minute walk. Even 5 minutes in nature has been shown to have benefits. So I encourage people, hey, you know what? If you can't leave your phone at home, that's fine. Take your phone on your walk through nature, because that way you're still getting out.
And what's the benefit of just kicking your shoes off and putting your bare feet in the grass?
Oh, grounding. I've got to say, we don't do it enough.
Yeah.
There's something, I mean, whenever people ask me, oh, well, what's kind of the big benefit of it? I just say, how good do you feel when you dip your toes into the sand? I mean, it's just a fabulous way to connect with the earth and really feel like you're part of something bigger. And we don't get that connection often enough anymore.
Mm-hmm. So look for sensory experiences just to feel the earth under your feet.
Exactly. Close your eyes, feel the breeze. And if there's water nearby, you can hear the crash of the shore and the sounds of the seagulls. I mean, as annoying as they are, it is a nice sound.
This is true. It's lovely to hear the birds and see the flowers blossom right now. Is it okay to use these allergy relief and nasal sprays and things like that on a continued basis for weeks and weeks or months on end while you're enjoying nature?
Yeah, so the nice thing with this product line, you can use it every single day. And because of the way it's prepared, it's not going to have any side effects. But what we do see with some of the pharmaceutical nasal sprays is there's actually ingredients in there that can kind of aggravate those symptoms. So causing what's called rhinitis medicamentosa. And that is basically allergy symptoms as a result of using a medication.
Oh, so you're actually getting the problem that you're trying to cure.
Exactly.
Kind of the opposite of homeopathy.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Okay. Oh, and any other wise words for getting out there, getting well, enjoying life, and alleviating the allergies at the same time?
I mean, a nature prescription for every one of your listeners, if you can even get out for 5 minutes, even if it's standing near a window and soaking up some vitamin D, of course with SPF on, then that's what I always encourage. But really try and get a diverse diet, buy local, because when you're buying local, whatever bees are pollinating those local crops, they're going to use different pollens from the nearby areas. So whether there's any benefit in terms of exposing you prematurely to the pollens that are coming up, and you're supporting a local business. So what's not to love?
Mm-hmm. Can you just demystify that SPF for us? Like, what do we look for if we're trying to protect our skin?
Yeah. So, I mean, most of them just use kind of a zinc base, and you can actually make your own SPF and kind of sun protection. Now, the trouble is what we're especially seeing is in the U.S., about 4,000 to 5,000 tons of sunscreen enter our waterways every single year. And we're actually seeing that the different chemicals in a lot of commercial sunscreens are contributing to coral reef damage and bleaching our coral reefs. So if you can find one that's natural and organic and doesn't have any of these chemicals and is coral reef safe, which they have lots of listings online that list coral reef safe ones, that's what I always suggest, because you're helping to protect our waterways.
And how do they work? Do they, you know, like 15 or 30? Is it amount of time in the sun?
So they don't tend to kind of, they will weaken over time. That's why we do encourage you to reapply after a little bit of time, especially if you're going in water or if you're sweating and exercising, you do need to reapply. Mm-hmm. But it's just basically multiplying your natural sun protection that you have by a factor of 15 or 30 or 45. So usually 15 is good for most people, but it depends on skin tone. So,
those Celts, they have to watch it.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. Well, I think we're all just dying to get into the fresh air and have a great summer. Can you tell people about the website for Vogel and the information that they can find for allergies?
Yeah. So by all means, head to our website, avogel.ca. That's AVOGEL.ca, and you can find all of the information that we've chatted about throughout this. And the nice part is there's a section on the website called Clinical Studies, and that's where you can go and find our dozens of clinical trials that have been done over the 97 years of the company being around. So I really encourage people to do their own reading and read the study firsthand, because then, you know, it's great to hear it from someone like myself, but good to do your own reading as well.
Yeah, that's the wonderful, wonderful thing about taking Vogel products, is there's so much science behind nature.
Exactly.
So, thank you so much, Dr. Owen Wiseman, for being on our show again today. And until we talk again, stay well
my
and
pleasure.
Stay educating. Okay. Thanks a lot.